Kristen, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with us about this Food Finder Strathcona program. Very cool program. How did all of this come about? How did this come to be?
Yeah, no, thanks for chatting. So as I think many folks have seen happen around, we've noticed the growing challenges around food security in the community. Across the country, I think we've seen growing costs and high inflation rates. And so we had some of our community partners through the food bank reach out and with an interest in exploring this collectively. And we brought together a group of community partners around this through some of our work happening through the community safety and well-being strategy and came together to look at the issue, see some of the challenges, and come up with ideas to have an impact and try to find different ways to connect food with the people who might need it or raise awareness about different resources around food available in the community. So we had an action table that came together representing a number of different community partners, including Alberta Health Services, the Primary Care Network, BGC Strathcona County, the Food Bank, Mount Olivet Church in Strathcona County, and kind of worked together to come up with the idea for the Food Finder.
Well, very cool. And I'm looking at the website and it's got all kinds of different things that have food. It's got like grocery stores, food banks, even things like cooking classes. When was it decided that you're going to have basically anything related to food is going to be on this map?
Yeah, and that was a discussion that the partners had together and really came up with the idea that this is something that can be useful for anyone. So it's not fully intended for those who are maybe facing food insecurity challenges, but can be a good resource for folks who are looking for different things, whether it's a community garden or food events, the latest farmers market, really just making it a way to find so many resources about food all in one place.
And this is a pilot project with a number of community partners, right? I know when you're working with a bunch of different groups and people, it can sort of be difficult at times to all come together on one common goal, but it seems like this was a relatively smooth process.
Everything involves discussion, and we're so fortunate to have really strong relationships with a lot of our partners and everyone working towards a similar goal. Everyone recognizes the challenge and really wants to find a way to improve things. So bringing together their collective experience and learning through their different areas of work, we're able to come together with something that the group really felt would meet the needs.
From the idea of this to the actual map being launched, can you give a rough timeline for how long this has been in the works for?
Oh, goodness. This has been in the works probably for a couple of years. That, you know, as you mentioned, bringing groups together to develop something takes time and takes lots of conversation to be sure that it reflects the needs that different folks are seeing and reflect the varied input. And so folks started coming together, and through the development of the idea and through kind of figuring out the best platform that this would work in, we also brought in people with lived experience of food insecurity to understand what their experience was like and what they would find helpful in their circumstances. And so all these processes take a lot of time, and building things on the back end and getting the website ready, going through user testing. But I think it's worth the time when you come up with something that people are feeling really confident in and are able to stand behind from several organizations and see it as a real resource that they can use with the populations they work with.
How important truly just is this for the community as a whole? I mean, we've mentioned that it's not just for those facing food insecurities, but it's more of also like a community tool as well, right? So just how important is something like this for Strathcona County?
You know, I think there's several levels on which it's really important. I think it's important for our residents, just being connected. Food is such a vital part of how we connect with other people, how we support our families. And so just having a connection with those resources. And at this time when we're, you know, when our economy is in a space where a lot of people are struggling, and it's not just those who might be facing food insecurity, but I think everyone is really facing the pinch. And so coming up with this resource is a way of connecting with residents differently and having them have greater access to some of the resources. And I think it's also important for us as a community to find different pathways to work together and solve solutions collectively. It makes for stronger solutions when we have a chance to work together in that way.
Kristen, where do you hope that this program goes? Is there sort of an end goal, or do you have more ambition when it comes to this program? I know it's really early on, but is there something down the future there?
You know, it's pretty innovative for what it's doing, and I think we're just looking forward to seeing how it goes and the feedback that we get and seeing if the community is finding it as useful as we hope they will. So our community partners are staying really invested in this. We're going to stay connected over the next year as we kind of review and evaluate and measure how access is and the reception is, and then we'll kind of decide next steps together. I think we've been working with them alongside this whole journey, and we'll continue to as we see what this looks like in the future.
Well, Kristen, this is a very neat initiative and very, very important, like we've talked about. And it's just very unique, too, in how it's got so many different features on it. So I think it's a fantastic initiative, and I can't wait to see, you know, where this all goes. So thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with me.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.